静安区2019学年第一学期高中教学质量检测高三英语听力现在开始。
1. Listening Comprehension Section A Directions In Section A, you will hear 10 short conversations between two speakers. At the end of each conversation, a question will be asked about what was said.The conversations and the questions will be spoken only once. After you hear a conversation and the question about it, read the 4 possible answers on your paper and decide which one is the best answer to the question you have heard. 1. Can you recommend something a girl would really like?
I'd suggest this lipstick or face powder, sir. It's an excellent brand.
Question.What is the probable relationship between the two speakers? Two. How much is the rent of the apartment on the second floor of that building?
It's $200 a month unfurnished or $250 furnished. Gas, electricity, and water are $40 extra.
Question. How much will it cost the man to rent a furnished apartment with facilities?
3. Excuse me, sir. Where can I find more books by this author? His story is fascinating.
I'm afraid that all of his novels are out of stock.But there's still several copies of his newest short story collection by the cashier.
Question. Where does the conversation probably take place? 4. Do you have any plans tonight, Chris?
I wanted to see a film, but the tickets are sold out since it's Friday night, so I'll stay in tonight and save it for tomorrow.
Question. When will the man see a film? 5. Tom, come over here. The air conditioner in the baby's room isn't working.
Don't worry. I'll take care of that.
Question. What will the man probably do next?6. I can't find my phone charger for traveling, and it's too late to buy one online. I will go to 7-Eleven.
Are you sure it is available at a convenience store?
Question. What problem might the woman encounter later? 7. I hear that you have a membership in that gym. How is it?
Can't tell you much. I was tired out the first time there and never went back there again.
Question. What does the man mean?
8. Richard is such an annoying fellow. He changes his draft every 2 days, and nobody seems smart enough to catch up with his plan.
Take it easy.I think he is only trying to make things perfect.
Question. What do we know about Richard from the conversation?
9. There are so many courses I want to take this year. How can I manage the time?
For your own benefits, I suggest you take no more than 5 courses.Or the assignments and exams will bury you, and you will have to live in the library.
Question. What does the man imply?
10. I have been told that you are going to be your own cook for your housewarming party. Can't wait to have a try of your dishes.
Well, please don't hold your hopes too high.I'm poor at Chinese food, since I prefer Western-style cooking. Plus, I'm afraid it will take me a whole day just to prepare a meal for two.
Question, what do we know about the woman?
Section B, directions. In Section B, you will hear two short passages and one longer conversation. And you'll be asked several questions on each of the passages and the longer conversation. The passages and the longer conversation will be read twice, but the questions will be spoken only once. When you hear a question, read the four possible answers on your paper and decide which one would be the best answer to the question you have heard. Questions 11 through 13 are based on the following passage.
Today, air travel is far safer than driving a car on a busy motorway. But still, there is a danger that grows every year. From the moment an airliner takes off to the moment it lands, every movement is watched on radar screens. Air traffic controllers around a busy airport like London Heathrow may deal with 2,500 planes a day. Any plane that flies near the airport comes under the orders of the controllers there. Even a small mistake on their part could cause a disaster. Recently, such a disaster almost happened. Two large jets were flying towards the airport. One was carrying 69 passengers from Toronto, the other 176 passengers from Chicago. An air traffic controller noticed on his radar screen that the two planes were too close to each other. He ordered one to turn to the right and climb, but he made a mistake. He ordered the wrong plane to do this. So instead of turning away from the second plane, the first plane turned towards it. 15 seconds later, it flew directly in front of the second plane. They avoided each other by the smallest part of a second. The distance between them was less than that of a large swimming pool. This is an example of the danger that grows every year.
Now listen again, please. Today, air travel is far safer than driving a car on a busy motorway. But still, there is a danger that grows every year. From the moment an airliner takes off to the moment it lands, every movement is watched on radar screens. Air traffic controllers around a busy airport like London Heathrow may deal with 2,500 planes a day. Any plane that flies near the airport comes under the orders of the controllers there. Even a small mistake on their part could cause a disaster. Recently, such a disaster almost happened. Two large jets were flying towards the airport. One was carrying 69 passengers from Toronto, the other 176 passengers from Chicago. An air traffic controller noticed on his radar screen that the two planes were too close to each other. He ordered one to turn to the right and climb, but he made a mistake. He ordered the wrong plane to do this. So, instead of turning away from the second plane, the first plane turned towards it. 15 seconds later, it flew directly in front of the second plane. They avoided each other by the smallest part of a second. The distance between them was less than that of a large swimming pool. This is an example of the danger that grows every year.
Questions 11. Which factor has the highest potential to endanger an airplane?
What happened to the two large jets?
13. What does the example mentioned in the passage show?
14 through 16 are based on the following passage.
The world today is totally different from what it was when I was still a kid. Back then, we had no televisions, computers, cell phones, or any of the hundreds of electronic products available today. yet we were still happy with our lives. Today, even little kids are exposed to violence. If it doesn't reach them through the news every night or other shows on television, it reaches them through their video games. Everything seems to be about fighting or about going to war in order to gain power. It's sad to note that many parents do not care about what the children are watching or playing. Every day they see all kinds of crimes being committed and think that this is normal and real. This is surely why young people are much more violent and harder to discipline these days. As an adult, if you witness some young people beating someone up, you'll think twice about becoming involved, since they could easily turn their anger on you. In the old days, you could just stare at young people, and they would crawl into their shells. These days, it's the older people who are scared. We have to do something about the entertainment industry if we want to get our normal lives back. All this violence in the media cannot be allowed to continue. Talk to your government representative. Get together with your neighbors. Set up requests and network through the internet. The only way the industry will hear us is that we speak loudly and with one voice.
Now listen again, please. The world today is totally different from what it was when I was still a kid. Back then, we had no televisions, computers, cell phones, or any of the hundreds of electronic products available today. Yet, we were still happy with our lives. Today, even little kids are exposed to violence. If it doesn't reach them through the news every night or other shows on television, it reaches them through their video games. Everything seems to be about fighting or about going to war in order to gain power. It's sad to note that many parents do not care about what the children are watching or playing. Every day, they see all kinds of crimes being committed and think that this is normal and real. This is surely why young people are much more violent and harder to discipline these days. As an adult, if you witness some young people beating someone up, you think twice about being involved, since they could easily turn their anger on you. In the old days, you could just stare at young people and they would crawl into their shells. These days, it's the older people who are scared. We have to do something about the entertainment industry if we want to get our normal lives back. All this violence in the media cannot be allowed to continue. Talk to your government representative. Get together with your neighbors. Set up requests and network through the internet. The only way the industry will hear us is that we speak loudly and with one voice.
Questions. 14. Which of the following is not a cause of young people being more violent?
In the writer's opinion, what should parents do to reduce the media's bad effects on their kids?
What is the passage mainly about?
Questions 17 through 20 are based on the following conversation.
Is this table in the corner okay?
Sure, we can sit here.
Gee, you've hardly got anything on your tray.
Yeah, I guess I'm just not that hungry.
What's the matter? Aren't you feeling well?
Well, I've been really worried. It's my car. It's in the shop again.
Really? What's wrong this time?
I don't know exactly. Something is wrong with the brakes, I think.
Well, at least that shouldn't cost you much to fix. Parts are cheaper for all the American cars like yours. Did the mechanic say how much it would cost?
He said he would call me with an estimate later on today.
Watch out. He doesn't try to take advantage of you.
What do you mean?
Well, some car mechanics, if they think that someone doesn't know much about cars, might try to overcharge that person.
Maybe so, but I trust this guy. He was recommended by one of my neighbors. He has done some work for me in the past, and his prices seem to be reasonable.
Oh, that's good to know. Maybe I'll try using him in the future. By the way, do you need a ride home after class today?
Oh, I'd sure appreciate it. It's really tough getting around without a car when you live off campus.
Now listen again, please. Is this table in the corner okay?
Sure, we can sit here.
Gee, you've hardly got anything on your tray.
Yeah, I guess I'm just not that hungry.
What's the matter? Aren't you feeling well?
Well, I've been really worried. It's my car. It's in the shop again.
Really? What's wrong this time?
I don't know exactly. Something is wrong with the brakes, I think.
Well, at least that shouldn't cost you much to fix. Parts are cheaper for all the American cars like yours. Did the mechanic say how much it would cost?
He said he would call me with an estimate later on today.
Watch out! He doesn't try to take advantage of you.
What do you mean?
Well, some car mechanics, if they think that someone doesn't know much about cars, might try to overcharge that person.
Maybe so, but I trust this guy. He was recommended by one of my neighbors. He has done some work for me in the past, and his prices seem to be reasonable.
Oh, that's good to know. Maybe I'll try using him in the future. By the way, do you need a ride home after class today?
Oh, I'd sure appreciate it. It's really tough getting around without a car when you live off campus.
Questions. 17. What has happened to the woman's car?
Eighteen. Where is the woman's car made?
19. How much did the mechanic charge the woman?
20. What does the woman think of the mechanic?
21. That's the end of listening comprehension.